This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt spoke with reporters about President Trump's decision to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement.
The president made a very courageous decision yesterday in behalf of America. He put America's interests first with respect to environmental agreements and international discussions. He heard many voices across a wide spectrum of vantage points, and the president made a very informed and, I think, thoughtful and important decision for the country's benefit.
Pruitt did not respond directly to a question about whether Mr. Trump believes human-caused global warming is a hoax, as he did during his presidential campaign. Pruitt did acknowledge that global warming is a real phenomenon and that human activity contributes to it in some manner. Speaking at an economic summit in St. Petersburg, Russian President Vladimir Putin joked about allegations that Moscow was involved in computer hacking during last year's presidential election in the U.S. or colluded with aides to President Trump before he took office. U.S. intelligence services say Russia hacked the U.S. Democratic National Committee last year to harm the campaign of Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, who political analysts say Putin despised. U.N. Security Council has increased international pressure on North Korea to give up its pursuit of a nuclear bomb, adding 14 individuals and four companies to its sanctions list. United States, which drafted the resolution in consultation with China, took a strong stance, with U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley declaring that all options remain on the table for dealing with North Korea. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis said today the United States was encouraged by China's effort to restrain North Korea. He made the comments during the annual Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore. We get more now from VOA's Bill Ide in Singapore.
Expect North Korea to get its fair share of attention during the conference, a key focus of President Donald Trump. Given Trump's follow-through Thursday to pull out of the Paris Climate Change Accords, his decision to dump the Trans-Pacific Partnership and calls to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement, concerns about economic policy direction are spilling over into the realm of security. China's recent construction of artificial islands in the South China Sea is also drawing attention, whether Beijing likes it or not. That includes militarization of Beijing's man-made beachheads in those hotly contested waters. Bill Ide, VOA News, Singapore.
At least four Afghans were killed when more than 1,000 protesters demanding security, better security, clashed with riot police in Kabul. Witnesses say police fired live rounds into the air to disperse the stone-throwing demonstrators. Public anger and demonstrations have been mounting since a devastating truck bomb explosion at the beginning of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, one of the worst attacks since 2001, leaving 90 dead, 450 others wounded. Islamic State appears to be engaging in a war of words with Philippine authorities, insisting an attack on a casino in Manila was the work of one of its fighters. Philippine officials have repeatedly downplayed any possible links between the deadly incident early Friday and IS, describing it as a botched robbery. In all, 36 people died. U.N. member states elected six countries to temporary seats on the Security Council, the U.N. body responsible for maintaining international peace and security. Here's VOA's Mil Arcega.
Starting January 1st, 2018, Ivory Coast, Equatorial Guinea, Kuwait, Poland, and Peru will serve two-year terms, while the Netherlands will join for 1 year in a special arrangement with Italy. The vote in the U.N. General Assembly generated little suspense, as regional groups had already decided among themselves which countries to put up as their candidates, and there was no competition for the seats. Candidates easily garnered the two-thirds majority of votes required on the first round of ballots.
That is Mil Arcega reporting. U.N. analyst Richard Gowan, a fellow at the European Council on Foreign Relations, tells VOA it's unlikely any of the incoming members will fundamentally alter the Security Council's dynamics. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, in conversation with one of the greats of the style of jazz known as free jazz, Anthony Braxton, born on the 4th of June in 1945. Anthony Braxton was born in Chicago, one of the centers of a more adventurous avant-garde side of jazz, and he is one of the main purveyors of the style also known as free jazz. I'll give you conversation with him coming up and more of his music that gives us a great example of that style. Well, the adventurous music known as free jazz, one of the other greats of the music, and many people think of as the premier purveyor of free jazz, is Ornette Coleman. In fact, he coined the phrase free jazz. Here is a taste of some of his later work with a song from his album Tone Dialing entitled Sound Is Everywhere to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
If I told you I loved you, pretty baby, would it make up for what they say? If I hold you and shield you, darling, will you linger a while today? If I hold you and hug you, my kissing won't bug you, the gossips won't hurt you, I'll never desert you, and someday we'll find us where people won't bind us to the hands of time.
I can use more than moments, pretty baby, and I know where you steal them from. There are so many things I'll teach you, and they call you a useless bum. They just shatter and clatter and patter and tatter. Their glitter gets bitter, but we hear, I still hear, it's weird, dear, those beards. Dear, watch the pantomime.
I remember the night I first saw him, club down on Vine at a gig day, dressed in a blue circuit jacket, Bermuda shorts, lots of rings and a wig. Then he walked on the stage, and I'll never forget how he sang with no net. It was crazy and amazing, improvising. He was flying, stealing moments with his magic just for me.
I remember the space in his palace, the way he would race up a cliff and survive, singing a tune like no one's watching, breaking the rules with time on his side. When he walked on the stage, man, I'll never forget how he sang with no net. At a club down in London, he would pop up kind of sudden, stealing moments with his magic just for me. Told you I loved you, pretty baby, would it make up for what they say?
If I hold you and shield you, darling, will you linger a while today? If I hold you and hug you, my kissing won't bug you, the gossip won't hurt you, I'll never desert you, and someday we'll find us where people won't bind us to the hands of time. I can use more than moments, pretty baby,
and I know where you steal them from.
There are so many things I'll teach you, and they call me a useless bum. They just shatter and clatter and patter and tatter. The glitter gets better, but we're here, I see it here. It's weird, dear, those beards, dear. Watch the pantomime. Stolen moments.
Most famous songs in all of jazz history, Stolen Moments. Interpretation on a new recording called The Company I Keep by vocalist Mark Winkler in various duets with other great singers like Jackie Ryan, Cheryl Benteen, Sarah Garzarek, Steve Tyrell, and in this case, British vocalist Claire Martin, as Mark Winkler did the song Stolen Moments from that new release and helps us celebrate the birthday of Oliver Nelson, the creator of that song, born on the same day as Anthony Braxton, the 4th of June, but in the year 1932. Time to spend more time with our special guest on this edition of Jazz America, one of the purveyors of free jazz, Anthony Braxton, the great NEA jazz master, and we'll follow that with more of his wonderful music.
2014 NEA Jazz Master, Anthony Braxton.
I would like to thank the National Endowment of the Arts for this honor. Boy, was I surprised when Mr. Brown telephoned me several times in our conversation. I said, well, sir, are you thinking of Anthony Barton? Maybe Anthony Jones? I mean, for the last 50 years, my work has been viewed as not jazz, not black, not contemporary classical music. My work doesn't swing. After a while, I got used to that. I got used to those perspectives and accepted it. In the end, I just wanted to do my music. And suddenly, with the beautiful passage of time, there would be a change. And of course, there would be a change, because change is a natural part of progressionalism. I grew up on the south side of Chicago, right at the end of World War II, began to listen to the great music of my first hero, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. And from there, I saw the movie Blackboard Jungle, and then Bill Haley in the comments. And I remember telling myself, can't get any better. Meanwhile, growing up in Chicago, watching the Jack Parr show, and there would be like a 5-minute switch from WNBQ at the time, going back to the NBC network. In that 5-minute space, they would play the music of the great master Ahmad Jamal. And suddenly I'm listening to the Ahmad Jamal Trio playing But Not For Me, and I'm thinking, wow, what is this? Life could not get any better. When I attempted my first solo concert, I came to that with an understanding that, oh, freedom, freedom, free at last. After 5 minutes, freedom was not working. And I found myself thinking, the last thing I'm interested in is existential freedom. And so it would be at that point where my so-called music would start to come together. We'll be right back.
Volume 12, that is Composition 23B, Anthony Braxton. And here's another of the greats of what's known as free jazz, Don Cherry, with the song Buddha's Blues on Jazz America from VOA 1. Don Cherry, during the electric jazz fusion era, decided to get just a little bit funky, but still bring in some free jazz elements in his trumpeting on the song from his album Here and Now, titled Buddha's Blues. Hope you enjoyed that. More of the free jazz revolution, led by folks like Anthony Braxton, our special guest on this edition of Jazz America. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. Jazz America at voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently from Cyril Ziorkley. And he writes, "Hi, Russ. I love jazz. I listen to Jazz America every Saturday and Sunday on 98.1 FM locally. Cyril Ziorkley lives in Accra, Ghana. Cyril, thank you very much for listening and being in touch. And now I want to give you some music and everyone else who'd like to hear the essence of free jazz, because no one is more of a purveyor of this style of jazz than the pianist Cecil Taylor. Here's the title cut from his 1990 release, Inflorescence. Cecil Taylor on piano in a trio setting to begin this set of music on VOA's Jazz America. That has got to be one of the most interesting vocal releases I've heard in a long, long time. There's a current trend these days, it seems to really be sprouting up all over the world, that features vocalists not singing lyrics, instead using their voice simply as another instrument. Wordless vocal. And as I said, one of the finest examples of that is the newest from Polish-born and now Los Angeles-based vocalist, Beata Potter. That's from her album Fire Dance, Round Dance, the name of the piece. Now it's time to spend more time with NEA Jazz Master and one of the purveyors of free jazz, Anthony Braxton, as we have some conversation with him and hear more of his wonderful music. And here's some of that conversation now.
And so I'm a very lucky guy to be an American, to have discovered music, to be a part of the Tri-Centric Foundation, and then to meet a guy like yourself who knows the American master, Willis Conover, because we know who Mr. Conover is. He was of the vibrational caliber that made everyone look at themselves and pledge to work harder. Because this guy was serious, he was dedicated, he loved our country, he loved the creativity from our country.
Yes.
And so because of the men and women who have brought us to this point, we have a responsibility to try to push things forward, especially in the complex time cycles.
Yes.
We have a responsibility to try to not so much bring clarity to complexity, but to do our work and to have it in its space so that it can be experienced, embraced, or rejected. That's all I've ever wanted. Not to have everyone like the music, because that's not going to happen. Nor will everyone hate the music, because that won't happen. That's not how life is. But what we want is for the spirits who can hear it to be able to hear it. After that, everything else takes care of itself. And so as an old Paul Desmond, Warren Marsh guy, as an old Albert Eiler, James Reese Europe guy, I must say, hooray for life, hooray for meeting new friends, and we just keep going forward. Thank you.
Anthony Braxton's creative, free expression of jazz. Composition 23B, the name of that one. And here is another of his mates in the School of Free Jazz, Pharoah Sanders. Listen to the freedom in his saxophone playing on the title cut from his album, Themby, on Jazz America, from VOA1.
We'll be right back.
Braxton and others were serving up the music called Free Jazz. The gentleman you just heard, Grant Green, born on the 6th of June in 1931, was serving up what's called Soul Jazz. He was one of the greats of that style of music. Ain't It Funky Now, the James Brown composition from Grant Green's album, Green is Beautiful. This is Russ Davis. Thanks for listening. And next week, a major celebration of what will be the 76th birthday of the great Chick Corea on the 12th of June. We'll hear his newest release, The Musician, recorded live at the Blue Note in New York City, and talk to him on the next Jazz America.